Hi there. Just as a quick preface to my three-minute talk, I wanted to just mention that I'm standing here today, but several years ago, I won't tell you how many, I was sitting in those very seats as an undergraduate student in biology. So this has led me to where I am today. So as mentioned, I'm from the Department of Kinesiology, which is in the Faculty of Education. So many of you may not be familiar with what kinesiology is. So it encompasses the study of human anatomy, physiology, and the mechanics of body movement, much as shown in this image of this woman doing the long jump. In fact, this woman holds the current world record in the long jump, in the shot put, in the 200 meters, as well as the javelin, and 26 other track and field events in her age category. And she's amassed over 600 gold medals Remarkably, she's only been competing in track and field for the past 15 years. So my first question to you is, how old do you think this woman is? Well, if you put a 9 in front of that 1, you'd be right on. At the time of these pictures, Olga Kotelko was 91 years of age. So she is not alone. Recently, Ed Whitlock, shown here, ran the Toronto Marathon last October in a time of 3 hours and 15 minutes. Now, while that is an hour and 12 minutes slower than the current world record by a 30-year-old African, it is also remarkable in the fact that he is 80 years of age. So these masters athletes are a subgroup of elderly individuals that represent the extreme model of healthy aging. They're able to maintain their cardiovascular, their pulmonary, their musculoskeletal systems, their cognitive function at a much better quality than their age-related counterparts that are physically inactive. Thereby, they're able to be physically active and independent for longer years. So why is the study of these elite masters athletes interesting to us from a research perspective? Well, if we take Olga, who now is 93 years of age, it's remarkable because she is not only alive, she's exceeded the Canadian mean life expectancy, which is roughly 82 for a female, by over 10 years. And second, she's at a functional level that is equivalent to someone of 60 or 70 years of age. So the question is, how does she do it? And to paraphrase partially from my favorite Lady Gaga song, was she born that way or is she made that way? So this is a question that my laboratory is trying to tackle recently through integrative exercise testing. So we do clinical assessments in terms of assessing VO2 max and cardiorespiratory fitness. We assess muscle strength and muscle endurance, as shown Olga pumping weights in the fitness center. And we also incorporate muscle biopsies to better understand the cell and molecular aspects of mitochondrial function as well as of muscle function. And with that, I conclude.